To Alpha Mama 2024 episode 1. Can you believe it? 2024 already. I am weeing my pants. I can't believe how far along life has come. I can't believe we're in 2024 already. So Alpha Mama took a bit of a break in 2023. 2023 was a big year for me. Effectively, like, I've just been in my own business over 3 years now, which is a wonderful milestone to have achieved. It's been a stressful year though in terms of work, and I've definitely, like, I've lobbed on a lot of kilos this year. My financial situation's been up and down. My relationship with my son, who's just hit his teen years, is a bit up and down at the moment. I did get married, which is exciting. New milestone in my life. So I'm embracing a new chapter in the journey at the moment. And I'm hoping to sort of make a fresh start of it in 2024. My football team has sort of gone up to the top of Div 2, so I want to get back on top of my fitness. I'm well over 40 now, so just wanting to, you know, make sure that I take care of myself at this stage in my life. I recently did this, like, palm reading thing, and it predicted that I would die between 75 and 78 years old, and I'm thinking, wow, that's not a, like, I've, if that was true, which it could be, you know, I've already hit beyond my halfway mark in life, and I don't know, it's just made me kind of reflect and realize, you know what, I want to make the most of the precious time that I've got left here on this earth, and just want to make sure that I'm living my best life to the best of my ability. So, as part of that, I need help, and this is part of that journey for me, is doing this podcast, staying on track with self-discipline on where I'm going, developing something somewhere along the line, and this is really about a journey to success for me. What does success look like for me? In particular, I am very interested in cultivating self-discipline in my life. It seems to me that every year I wake up fresh in the beginning of the new year and I say self-discipline is the goal. And yet, for whatever reason, I seem to fall off the self-discipline bandwagon. You know, case in point, I've put on quite a few kilos this year. My alcohol consumption's been totally out of control. And it has reflected in every part of my life. My relationships have been up and down with people this year. It's been an interesting time, and I would say a time of transition maybe. So I'd love to bring you along on the journey of looking at self-discipline from a lot of different angles and hopefully taking action and getting some strategies in place on what holds us back from being self-disciplined, and what things we can do, or what ways that we can get to know ourselves better, have deeper understanding, so that we can be more empowered and in control of our lives and the way that we present ourselves in the world around us, but also have more self-control, be more motivated to achieve our goals, be persistent with getting to our goals, and actually have really well worthy goals of our endeavors. And speaking of which, that's something that I was going to bring up next, is what are the elements of self-discipline? And one site that I came across, I guess, suggests there are four main elements of self-discipline. We can look at this from many different angles later on down the track, but we'll use this as a starting point. So self-control, motivation, persistence, and goals are apparently the four key elements to developing self-discipline or demonstrating self-discipline in your life. So how do we cultivate self-discipline, and what are some of the roadblocks that come up for people in achieving self-discipline in their lives? Now, I know that for myself, this year, just gone, 2023, was a real challenge for me, and it was challenging on a number of levels. Most importantly, I was losing the internal battle this year in terms of my self-worth, and I find that that's something that really personally holds me back. Is I struggle with a sense of self-worth, and that's probably something that you know, comes from a childhood where I wasn't taught self-worth. You know, I had parents who didn't feel worthiness, and then they modeled a lack of worthiness. You know, that unfortunately what happens is when we develop certain habits or we get sold certain belief systems or narratives in our lives, we tend to then adopt that narrative, and then we project that narrative out into the world, and then we're you know, we're attracting that energy into our world, and then people are reflecting it back to us, and it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy. And it's like you're in this trauma cycle that you can't seem to break free of, right? And that is something that I have spent a lot of years of my life trying to basically, and I don't want to say trying, I have successfully been overcoming these shortcomings in my self-worth, self-belief, and so forth. Unfortunately, though, I would say that 2023, I had a real relapse in this area. I question my value on a lot of levels. You know, I had a situation earlier in this year where, you know, I found out that my grandma, who has seven children, had actually given all of her estate to two of those seven children during her lifetime. And I don't know, I found this very triggering, I guess, in terms of value, because I already could see for many years now that there's a real hierarchy in my mum's family, and she's really at the bottom of the food chain, I suppose, in terms of being valued and, you know, respected and cherished and all the rest. And I can understand why that's happened in her life, in the sense that, you know, she was a twin. Unfortunately, my uncle has passed away now, her brother. And, you know, he had a learning disability, and she may have had a little bit of dyslexia or a bit of a learning disability as well. And so then, you know, she was always told her whole life, you know, she was treated like she was dumb, and then she was treated like she was not valuable. And she was basically told by people again and again that she would never sort of achieve anything in life, or, you know, that she should do a simple sort of career that doesn't involve any great intellect, I suppose. And of course, you know, she then sees her other siblings who seem quite smart and who are academically perform very highly and are quite intelligent. You know, my grandma was a doctor. And so again, she sees that and she thinks, you know, it's going to have an impact on her self-worth and her self-esteem. And of course, when you grow up with that and then you have children and you've never had self-worth yourself, it's, you don't have self-worth to give to your children. You know, your children don't just, surprise, I've got self-worth coming shooting out of my ass like a rainbow. No, what we do as children is we look at our parents and we go, oh, okay, well, if they're not valuable, then I must not be valuable. If they're not worthy, then I must not be worthy, you know? And anyway, of course, my own journey led me to be in like an abusive relationship and sort of taking whatever came my way rather than knowing what I wanted and carving my own direction in life. And so it's been a long journey of realizing that actually I am worthy. And I don't need to accept that hierarchy anymore. And unfortunately, that's led to some conflict in my own family. However, you know, I did something very radical today, which I actually feel really good about. So I have some cousins that I have sort of fallen out with, I suppose. And, you know, it dawned on me that, you know, I've got them on my social media, I've got them in my phone. We don't talk anymore and we don't have a relationship. And all I feel is not good enough for them. I feel judged. I feel like I'm not enough, like I'm not good enough. They think I'm a bad person. Just judged, not worthy, not loved. Not cherished. And so I have deleted them, you know, like I've deleted these. I actually went through and I just did a bit of a cull. It's like a new year cull of the friends I have on social media, the people I have saved into my phone. I thought, you know what? These relationships are not serving me right now. They're not nurturing my soul. They're not feeding my soul. They're not feeding my growth. They're not feeding my love and my journey. And they're definitely not feeding my self-worth, my sense of self-worth. And by culling those relationships, really what I feel is a sense of freedom. I feel a sense of freedom to be worthy. I feel a sense of freedom to develop self-discipline, to not be judged, to be loved and cherished. And sometimes we do have those toxic relationships, and they're even within our own family circle. And I don't see why we have to, or that it's a healthy thing to continue pandering to or catering to such toxic relationships in our lives when they're not working for us, you know. Of course, I'm not a closed book. You know, if things changed in the future, or you know, people change and grow and develop and shift throughout life, like, it's, I'm not necessarily writing these people off forever, but I'm also feeling liberated by letting them go. So yay me. And I invite you to do the same thing. Like, if there are people or relationships in your life that are like really toxic, and you know, every time you think about this person, like, you know, I, like, there's a lady I know, and I sent her a message like, hey, do you want to catch up for a coffee? We haven't spoken for ages. She's still on my social media. And she just didn't respond, like, at all for over two weeks. And I don't have any contact with her. We never catch up. And quite frankly, I feel judged by her. And I'm thinking, why are we friends? Why are we connected? It's just rude. It's just rude. So, yeah. And I'm not perfect. Like, I know that I'm a toxic person sometimes in people's lives, and I've made mistakes upset people with my words and so forth. And, you know, if that relationship's not healthy for someone, then I respect that as well. You know, it's sort of, I think it's really important to have those boundaries in your life and actually preserve the boundaries. And I guess why I'm sharing all that is, you know, I was watching something on YouTube today with Gabor Mate. I don't know if you've heard him. He's like this renowned psychologist that does like trauma therapy and everything. Gets a little bit too heavy for me to get into after a short while. But what I did get out of the very brief sort of viewing that I had today was that self-loathing and issues with self-worth and so forth, those things are caused by trauma in our lives. And I don't know, until I am cured or healed of my lack of worthiness or my, you know, these are roadblocks in my mind, I think, why am I perpetuating the trauma by maintaining relationships with people who are constantly or continuously like reflecting, mirroring the trauma back to me? I mean, on one hand, I see it as when I get triggered by things, I go, okay, I'm still in a growth stage. I'm still growing towards my best self, you know. And we all are. I mean, that's the fun of life is, you know, you get trauma so that you can spend the rest of your life getting over it. And that's what keeps life interesting. It's what keeps it exciting. And, you know, that's something that I sometimes struggle with in my relationship. I think, am I good enough for this? Is my partner attracted to me? Would they rather be with someone better than me, you know? So they're really negative self-loathing thoughts that sometimes creep in. And if I'm going to be a good Buddhist and practice, you know, self-care, self-love, I need to vigorously weed my garden and weed the garden of my mind of, you know, these thoughts and things that continuously mirror or reflect these thoughts back to me. I think it's good to acknowledge that the thought's there, to hold space for it, to go, do you know what? I'm not that evolved yet. I haven't gotten to that phase in my life yet where I'm like, you know, yogi cool and self-disciplined and like smashing all my goals. But do you know what? 2024, this is my year. I'm going to smash self-discipline. Yeah, I'm going to rock it. And that is why we're starting this journey again on Alpha Mama, episode one. So today what we went through, so what are the four elements of self-discipline? Apparently it's self-control, motivation, persistence, and goals. And, you know, as I was discussing, there are a lot of roadblocks that we come across in life that prevent us from cultivating this self-discipline. And when I think of self-discipline, what I think of self it is it's actually self-love. Self-discipline is self-love. It's recognizing that you've got a higher self to achieve, you've got a purpose, you've got some goal off in the distance. You are persistently going to work towards that and you're going to take care of yourself. You feel motivated and you have self-control to achieve those goals. And as I was discussing, one of my main roadblocks has been self-worth. You know, when we lack self-worth, we lose our self-control, you know, and we tend to think, oh, it's not worth it. I'm not worth the self-control. I lose my motivation. I lose motivation because I'm like, why bother? Why bother? What's it all for? You know, can I achieve it? It's all very self-loathing language. So I'm not going to make any promises to you. I'm not going to cure cancer or save the world with self-discipline, but I am going to share my own personal journey with you this year via this podcast. I'm going to share with you any amazing resources, tips, strategies that I find that help me on my journey to self-discipline, self-love, and self-worthiness. And and I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up for myself, and I'm going to show up for you, because if you also struggle with these things in your life, then this may just be the show for you. So this is Alpha Mama 2024, episode 1. It's been awesome chatting to you all, and I look forward to catching you.